Yes, you know her from such films as Batman, 9½ Weeks, and The Natural. Her latest film is called The Getaway, which opens this Friday. Please welcome Kim Basinger. Hey, it's good to see you again. I haven't seen you. Last time you were here, you were single. You married some that Alan Bergman guy. What is this? Alan Bergman? Is that your husband?
Bergman.
Bergman. That's what it is?
Oh.
I love you back!
No, we have people in the audience that swallow dipsticks. Don't even say that.
That's a hard act to follow, this dipstick thing. That's a hard act to follow.
You know, I just thought he was like, well, he was a nutty guy. But anyway, that's what he did. Now, let me ask you about it. Now, a lot has happened here. You got married, this whole big deal now?
Got married, yep.
Now, I heard a lot about this wedding. Can you fill us in? Did he have to bug you to get married? See, guys always tease that the women are the ones who want to get married, but usually the guys.
You know something? He called me this morning. He's in New York right now, and he said, if I hear this story one more time about my asking you to marry me four times... He got angry. He got crazy out of his mind, yeah.
Well, I'll protect you. Don't worry about it.
So I said, if you ask me, I'm going to say no. He actually did ask me about four times.
Yeah. Did you not want to get married?
No, the real truth is we did want to get married.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't find the time to do it. So he asked me on the side of the road in front of the Justice of the Peace in Amagansett, Long Island.
Now, what are we talking about now? Oh, getting
married.
Oh, I see. I thought we were talking about something else. I'm sorry. My mother would say, if you have time for those things, you have time to get married. So he asked you in all those places.
Yes.
And did you say no in those places?
No, I just looked at him and I said, look, Alec, look. Now, you know, you're on your way back to the city. You just want to do something. You're just anxious. I said, I think you'll want a real wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a nice wedding. I saw it in...
We had a great wedding.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in all the magazines. That's very exciting.
We had a wonderful wedding. And because
nice.
Of him, he actually did the whole thing.
Yeah? Making the little decorating each cake thing?
He did, yeah.
And that's all.
No, he did. He did.
You know, and I saw he hand cut all the invitations and drew all the little...
All himself. Girls, it's the only way to do this.
Yeah.
I mean it. They called me one time when I was in California, he was in New York, and I was doing Wayne's World at the time. And he said, the only question they asked me was, you know, what colors do you like? And I went, white, pale yellow, anything will do.
Oh,
that was it. It was all his bag.
Yeah, but you have a big family already. You have like a ton of animals, don't you have a lot of pets?
I knew this was going to
happen. Oh, no. But don't you have a lot of... I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of responsibility for a guy to marry. No, you don't have, like, three. You have, like, what, 20 or something? How many pets do you have?
He told you to ask me.
No, he did not say a word. He did not say a word. He did mention that he had adopted some lovely animals.
Yeah,
how many are there?
10 dogs.
10 dogs?
10 dogs. We take care of 7 cats in the neighborhood. They're strays.
So you have 17 animals.
Well... 7, and then I'm supposed to have something under my chair. Oh, here it is.
What is that?
And then here's my newest little boy. His name is Henry.
You have a cow?
He's a cow.
Are you going to make burgers or something? What is this? Oh,
he's really cute, isn't he? I did a PSA for the Farm Sanctuary in Oregon, California, and I asked if we could actually use a little calf. You know, as we did it, and
they paid you in cow.
No, they. It was so neat. I did it. I did it with the cow, and they asked me to name him. And I had been reading Thoreau, so I named him Henry. And then at the end of the shoot, they turned to me and they said, "We have something to give you." And I said, "Great. What is it? You know, flowers? What?" I said, "We're going to give you Henry."
And they gave you a cow.
And in my mind, I was going, now, geez, I can get him home in the station wagon, but in 2 weeks, he's not going to fit in the station wagon.
Yeah.
And then where am I going to put him to hide him from Alec? And, oh, my God.
We have to hide the cow from Alec. Would eat him.
No, Alec doesn't eat meat.
Oh, he doesn't eat meat? We had...
Yay!
could have sworn we had burgers. Well, never mind.
Wait,
no, we'll find.
Tell me more about that.
No.
I found some French fries bags underneath his. Yeah, I did. Or burger bags underneath in his car.
Well, French fries are kind of vegetarian.
Yeah, those are vegetarian.
You know, nobody slaughters harmless, helpless French fries. It's not like you don't club the potatoes and then eat them. You know. Well, no, that's it. Wait, we'll take a break. We'll find out more. Be more on the camera right after this. Come here. From the San Diego Zoo. Now you have 70. Can you name all 17? You think you can?
Well, I can name.
In 30 seconds?
13.
Oh, you can only name 13 or 17?
Yeah, because remember, 7 cats are outside.
Okay, 13. Let's start the clock. Let's see. Ready? Begin.
There's Barney and Buddy and Penny Vinny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini and Husky and Dodo and Bebop and Boo and Chubsy and Nuna and Mac Mac. And then the three cats, Eli, and Tuffy, and Moses, and the rest of them are Black Kitty, White Kitty, and, you know, Gray Kitty.
Very good. There you are. There's a tonight show hairbrush. You can have one of those. That's a tonight show hairbrush.
Oh, I'd love that.
That's taking cat hair off. Very good. There you are. Now, let me ask you about, that's good for taking cat hair.
We can use this.
There you are, right here.
I have that whole bunch.
Hey, you want the whole thing?
No,
I
got them.
Well, put it right here and you take it when you go.
Great.
Let me ask you about The Getaway now. This is sort of it's a remake of a film.
Right.
About 20 years ago.
That's right. 23 years ago, I think, Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw, if any of you guys saw it. It's a wonderful film. Really good. Great film. I loved it.
I saw it the other night, and I thought it was a pretty sexy movie. But I heard that, like, the European version has a lot of stuff that wasn't in this version. Is that true?
Yeah, I think, they do test audiences and stuff, and I think a lot of people were very uncomfortable. Just uncomfortable with some stuff.
But you with your husband in the movie.
Yeah.
So the night before, do you say, let's not make love tonight, we have to work tomorrow?
You know, the way he is about the love scene is so funny. And men are so funny about it because, you know, he says, whatever you want to do, honey, you go choreograph the whole thing, you and Roger Donaldson, the director. So you just do it, and I'll just come in and do whatever you want me to do.
Oh.
So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's kind of good. Good. Now, what is this clip? This is really a action-packed movie. Man.
Yeah.
What is the clip here that we're going to see?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
All right. But the scene is The Getaway. You guys have robbed banks, and you're just running from the law in the movie.
Have you guys seen the other one with Stephen McQueen, Alan Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's similar to that, but it's different. It's more about the relationship.
Okay. Let's take a look. The Getaway.
You were supposed to make a deal with him.
Deal wasn't good enough.
I trusted you.
Yeah, and I came through for you, too.
Yeah, repeatedly. You weren't straight with me.
I didn't think you could handle the truth, and I was right.
You weren't sure which one of us you were going to shoot, huh?
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
And I'm sorry, because I did it for you, and you're not worth it.
Ooh. Boy, hitting daddy.
No.
I know that you get... Now look, you're all squirmy when you come on. Do you get uncomfortable watching yourself? You're so relaxed, and then you come on, and you get all... Do you not like to watch yourself sometimes?
Well, that was a hard day at camp, I must say. That was a real hard day. I hate to watch myself. I can't stand it.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't go see your own movies?
No, I saw Batman, and I saw Robert Redford ask me to come to a screening of The Natural, and those are the only two movies I've actually ever really... seen, in front of an audience.
Well, listen, say hi to hubby for me.
I sure will.
Now, I know you got to go to something. Are you able to see these animals?
No, we got to leave. We're going to do Saturday Night Live, Alec and I.
Oh, that'll be great. Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, well, listen, here, take this whole box with you. I'll let you go. Here you go, Kim Basinger. The whole box of tonight's show, cut hair removal. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Kim Basinger.